This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio. Two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the everybody that's working out there tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or for whatever reason, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can join us on Facebook. Follow us there, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to take a look at. And Flip, you'll be disappointed today because Ron Edwards has the day off. But we do have his Edwards notebook, which we'll play after this break in the second segment. But right now, I'm going to say the pledge and get things started, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, as always, under God, because it's all about those two words. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it too. Now, the CDC stepped right into it again. Everybody's going to be singing, "I'll be home for Christmas," because that's where they want you to stay. They want you to stay at home for Christmas. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're urging all Americans not to travel for Christmas to slow down the spread of the novel coronavirus. The plea comes amid the reports of rising numbers of infections of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19 and follows the Atlanta-based CDC guidelines, too. So they don't want anybody to go anywhere for any reason whatsoever at Christmas. Good luck with that one, right? Good luck with that one. Now, got a problem in Georgia. A lot of you people up there in Georgia are getting harassed, and you got people coming to your doors, knocking on your doors, going, "Hey, man, we belong to this new group, and we're not going to vote for anybody in this election. We're going to boycott this election for the senators because they've got the machines and this and that." Don't buy the lie. Don't buy any of that lie. Because it's just not true. It's just not true. The Democrats have hired a bunch of people to come in there and cause as much confusion and chaos as they can to make it sound like something it's not. You got to stay focused up there. And oh, by the way, a South Florida attorney, a prominent South Florida attorney, is under investigation after he said publicly that he's moving himself and his entire family to Georgia just so they can vote in the election up there for the Democrat, or Democrats, rather. Now, that is illegal. That's a felony. And if they can find out that you're doing it and they can prove that, then guess what? You're going to go to jail. And this guy's an attorney So I'm not mentioning any names because we'll wait until we see what happens there. But maybe, just maybe, he's going to be getting a reprieve of some sort. And, oh, by the way, program note, coming up here bottom of the hour, Bo Browning will be with us from the National Aviation Academy. And I got a couple of questions already, but if you got any questions, send them to me via the Internet or send them to me via email or give us a call when he comes on the air here bottom of the hour to talk about your career, your future. Because many of you are wondering what to do next. I get that. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim. I'm calling from Tampa. Sorry, Captain. I'm a little late to the game. I haven't been able to listen much tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted you to elaborate on the things that I'm seeing on the Internet about the server in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either going to go real big or it's going to go flat. But it appears that in the intelligence agencies and the defense agencies that there's infighting. And the other comment I wanted to say is, you know that the Democrats aren't that confident because Camilla has not yet resigned her Senate seat.
Yeah.
And if they were confident, she would resign that Senate seat.
And why should she? And why should she, right? Why should she? She should wait till the last minute.
Well, unless she's confident that they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also saw a CNN video about CNN talking about the software for the in Venezuela, and it's the exact software that we're dealing with today. And CNN does a whole episode on how terrible it is, how easy to cheat, and describes exactly what happened. If you can, could you elaborate? I'm not sure if you know anything more than I do.
Well,
thank you, Captain. You're a leader.
Well, first of all, the situation in Germany, the CIA facility, the report that came out that was actually absolutely wrong was, five U.S. soldiers were killed in an attack going to get the server that belonged to Dominion and the other company that was there. I can't think of the other name now, but it doesn't really matter. That's not true. That did not happen. It was not a gunfight at all. They went there to get a server. They got a server. We don't know what's going on. Everything is clammed up since then, but I'll get into more when we come back. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Jedediah Morse was a pioneer American educator, clergyman, and father of Samuel Morse, the inventor of the Morse Code. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Jedediah studied for the ministry at Yale and in 1789 accepted a call to the First Church of Charleston, Massachusetts. He was alarmed by how far the clergy had moved from doctrinal orthodoxy. In 1799, Jedediah Morse stated, "Our dangers are of two kinds, those which affect our religion and those which affect our government. They are, however, so closely allied that they cannot with propriety be separated. To the kindly influence of Christianity, we owe the degree of civic freedoms and political and social happiness mankind now enjoys. In proportion as the genuine effects of Christianity are diminished in any nation, in the same proportion will the people of that nation recede from the blessings of genuine freedom. It follows that all efforts made to destroy the foundation of our holy religion ultimately tend to the subversion also of our political freedom and happiness. Wherever the pillars of Christianity shall be overthrown, our present republican form of government and all the blessings which flow from them must fall with them. May we the people remember that without God, the United States shall simply be gone under." I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he had the day off today to do some things, so you'll catch him again, let's see, on Tuesday of next week. You'll catch his next notebook on Saturday. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Remember, it's Moss Acura now, the brand new dealership over on North Florida Avenue, because Acura competes very favorably with the other luxury brands. Now, the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand, and it has many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, the Apple CarPlay, and the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and a hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. Now, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with an automatic transmission. The best news about Moss Acura is you get the same high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Now, every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more added features, too. So, veterans, active duty, military, and first responders, along with pastors, receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. Remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit mossacura.com and tell them the captain sent you. All right, I'm going to go right to the phone lines here, and I believe I've got Eric in Seminole. Is that you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you made mention, it's making the news regarding what the CDC is saying about, quote-unquote, staying home for Christmas, et cetera.
Yep. Now, the Grinch stole Christmas again.
Yeah, roger that. So here, some of these questions are rhetorical, but here goes. Okay, so the CDC says no one can stay. People have to stay home for Christmas because we're all going to die, or people are all going to get
sick. Something along that line, yep.
Right, okay, so. But this is the same CDC that said a week prior to the election, oh, break your quarantine, it's okay to go vote. All right?
Yep.
October 1 through May, approximately end of April, beginning of May, for about six and a half months, is considered cold and flu season throughout the world, particularly those in the wintering, the winter and spring seasons. Okay?
Sure, sure.
You know, northern hemisphere. Let's just say northern hemisphere of the earth, okay, for the sake of argument. So, and CDC also affirms and tells us that the COVID-19 coronavirus disease 2019 is a disease of the body, and diseases are characterized by a multitude of symptoms, causing XYZ, stuffy nose, sniffling, sneezing, coughing head, coughing, stuffy head, fever so you can rest type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if that is true, and that's affirmed by scientific research and stuff, they also affirm, the quote-unquote experts also affirm, that COVID-19 disease is caused by the sudden acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus type 2 virus. Okay, it's related to specifically to SARS. So where I'm going with this, SARS is characterized by a decreased O2 saturation, oxygen saturation in the blood, and it is also characterized by an inflammatory response in the lungs, the lower respiratory tract, the bronchioles, and the alveoli, which inhibit the exchange of your normal respiration, off-gassing of CO2 and exchanging for O2, so it goes throughout the blood. That's where the decreased O2 saturation comes from. So if that is true, why are so many people testing quote-unquote positive for SARS-CoV-2 virus when the virus, all coronaviruses that affect, people can look this up. They don't have to believe me.
Right.
Everything I've read, coronavirus, there are several coronaviruses that affect human beings on a seasonal basis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if everyone's, let's say you go and get tested for I forget what the acronym stands for, basically it's SOFIA, Sophia PCR test, okay? Those tests, according to everything that I've read that's quote-unquote being quote-unquote fact-checked, which means you're over the target in my opinion, those are all testing for all coronaviruses share an approximate 80% or so, give or take, plus or minus a little bit, of their genomic sequence with each other. Now, the PCR test is only testing for remnants or parts of a genomic sequence. So who's to say that let's say somebody has, sniffling, sneezing, coughing, and they're not testing for any other coronavirus like they used to in the past based on studies that were done in the mid, let's say from 2005 to 2010 timeframe, that the studies were compiled in 2013/14. 2014 time frame, which now the fact checkers say is misinformation.
Yeah.
These are scientific papers.
Yeah.
I'm sure very few people realize that there was an outbreak of coronavirus in Rochester, New York. Several thousand people between 2005. I forget the exact. Forgive me.
Yeah.
I forget the exact year. But this is a seasonal thing.
But let me stop you for a second, because you realize that about 2/3 of the audience got sidetracked when you started in with about 2 or 3 sentences. However, to make a long story short, in layman's terms, this means just because you test positive for anything related to COVID-19 does not mean you're going to come down with it. Hello.
Or that you are infectious.
That's right.
You can be asymptomatic.
Thank you.
You could have come in contact with it. You could have had the antibodies for it, just because it's a cold and, quote unquote, people can look this up. People can look. I'm not a medical expert, but I played one on television.
You doc for a reason.
Yeah, Roger that, sir. I'm just asking the questions here. I'm just putting two and two together.
I know.
And a lot of this stuff, this is just me. It's a dimmer switch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people get sick every year. Now, the top three, according to CDC, the top three causes of death in the United States are: number one is heart disease,
mm-hmm.
number two, respiratory diseases,
mm-hmm.
and number three are influenza and pneumonia
mm-hmm.
Ailments, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in my opinion, what's been done is there's been a recategorization of deaths in the United States to include it all in the respiratory disease category, which includes, chronic obstructive pulmonary. You understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, there has.
Even influenza
in
the past, which is a lot of people die from influenza. All those people that have quote unquote died from influenza were not tested for influenza. It was based on a symptomatic diagnosis.
Yep.
I'm not saying that they didn't have it, but you can see the numbers game is going on. Anyway, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Frustrating.
I know it is frustrating, and thanks for your call, Eric. So you take care and stay low. All right, now Eric brings up some very interesting points, but of course, he has a medical background. He was rated in the military, one of the things he did, and he follows up on all that sort of stuff. I was a paramedic, and I follow some of it. I don't follow it the way I used to, or I know a lot more than what I do. However, I will tell you that just because, and this is the big thing that you can take out of all of this, is just because you test positive for coronavirus does not mean you have got it, you're going to spread it, you're active. It means that you've got it in your system. And by the way, you also could have the antibodies, because if you test negative, if you test positive the first time and then the second time you take it, you test negative, then you want to get yourself tested to see if you have the antibodies in you, because that's entirely possible, which means, guess what? You had it somewhere along the line, didn't know it. And a lot of people are in that boat. They had the flu, or maybe they had a dose of something, they didn't know what it was, et cetera, et cetera. And the end result was, here you are, you've got the antibodies in your system. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. We're going to talk about how you can one-up your career and make a lot of money in the process with the National Aviation Academy. Check them out online, NAA.edu. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
This may be
the most important speech I've ever made.
President Trump.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections.
From the White House diplomatic room, the president called the 2020 election a coordinated assault and siege during his 46-minute speech Wednesday. This colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened floodgates to massive voter fraud. Back in the summer, the president warned Americans this would happen. Six people in Haines, Alaska are missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. A local resident says dozens of homes on the hillside are uninhabitable because of the incident. Haines is about 92 miles north of Juneau. The U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska National Guard, and Alaska State Troopers are assisting in the search and rescue operations. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, with Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com.
Don't forget their phone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. For Farrah and Farrah, F-A-R-A-H is the way you spell the name. And now it's time for the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. And in studio, I have with me Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
First of all, we have a new affiliate up in Portland, Maine, which is just up the road a tad bit from Boston. So for the people that are listening to us on KLOB, AM 1310, and FM 100.5, we want to tell them about the National Aviation Academy and what you could do to help them out with their careers if they're in a dead-end, go-nowhere career and they're looking for a new job. National Aviation Academy is where I would send them.
Sure, absolutely. National Aviation Academy, our campus up in Concord, Massachusetts, we run a 14-month aviation maintenance technician program. So what does that mean? It means that if National Aviation Academy is the right fit for you, for a school to get into a career path into aviation, it's a 14-month program that's going to get you all the prerequisites that are required by the Federal Aviation Administration to put you in a position to where you can go and take your Federal Aviation Administration required exams to get your airframe and power plant certification. What that certification will allow you to do is to troubleshoot, inspect, and repair aircraft and components and return those aircraft and components to service. So, you know, very good career. National Aviation Academy has been up there in the New England area for quite a long time. And again, we have the campus down here in Florida also, but if you're up in the New England area, you want to stay up there, you know, take a look at National Aviation Academy and our Concord, Massachusetts campus.
Guess what I saw flying yesterday?
Who knows?
A 737.
Oh, yeah. Yep. On the news, the 737 MAX is making its way back into operation.
Slowly.
It's been big news for 2 years, you know, the trouble the 737 MAX has had. So, seeing it back out and operating, I tell you what I was impressed with is when I was driving home from work, going down the Veterans Expressway down here that's right next to the Tampa International, I was glad to see landing lights on aircraft lined up as far back as I could see in the sky. You know, that's a fantastic sign. I'm glad people are out traveling and getting to see their families. And, air travel is still the safest mode of travel regardless of what's going on. There's a lot of people out there that like to fly, and as we get through this pandemic thing, keep moving forward, it's a safe mode of travel. You know, the airplanes are clean. You know, obviously it's economical now, and, it's good to see people out traveling around.
Now let's talk about what an aviation maintenance tech can do to start with. It's a high-paying job. It's an in-demand job. And, of course, the luck of the draw kind of determines on where you might happen to go to work. But in your particular case, I believe the figure is well over 90% of the people that graduate already have a job before they even get the diploma in their hand.
Sure. Down here at our Clearwater campus, if you go to NAA.edu, you can look at all of our disclosures, all of our all the disclosures about employment statistics, things like that. We got all the links on that website. It is good opportunity. As we know right now, a lot of industries, particularly the travel industry and the airline industry, has been impacted by the whole coronavirus issue that we have going on. But at the same time, employers are still hiring. There are still jobs available. And obviously, we have a vaccine that's coming out here real soon, and as soon as all these other states start opening up where people can travel, people are going to travel. People are going to go on vacation. People are going to travel for business. The airline industry is going to rebound. It's going to be rebound strong.
Got a question here from Warren, and Warren is in Sandusky, Ohio. Warren is saying, I appreciate listening to your program, and I appreciate listening to Bo when he comes in every week. But my question is, how easy is it to get a job overseas? And I understand it pays more money. Is that true?
Yeah, how easy is it to get a job if you come through a program like National Aviation Academy at one of our campuses? Jobs, particular individuals, there's a lot of things to go in there. There are job opportunities, specifically, that opportunity to go work overseas. Again, it depends on what's going on in the world, how abundant those jobs are. Obviously, right now, a lot of other countries in the world are struggling the same as the United States is. So that opportunity for a foreigner to go into another country is probably very difficult right now. You know, we haven't had a lot of that here in the recent months, but I do believe that will pick back up. And, you know, obviously, if there's any kind of conflict going on in the world, that does increase the types of jobs and aviation jobs that are available in foreign countries also.
And, Warren, I would suggest that you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour at whichever campus you'd want to look at, the one over there in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. And that would be the best way to make any type of decision, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I always say, you know, National Aviation Academy is here. There's 178 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. You know, everybody, no matter what school you go to, you have to make sure the school is the right fit for you and the school is going to deliver what you want to get out of an education and training. So, you know, do your research. Look at National Aviation Academy. We believe we have a very good program, and we deliver a good product and an opportunity for students that want to come in and strive to do something.
Now, we've got a question here from Smitty, and Smitty is in Claridge, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure where that is, but he's saying, can you pick and choose what you do in the aircraft industry as a certified maintenance technician? Do you have to work on an engine, or what is it you can do?
Sure. So, you know, particular skill sets for individuals. So all of us go through this training. We get our airframe, we get our power plant certification. You know, my particular situation, I am an airframe power plant certified aviation maintenance technician. But my particular skill set in the industry is aircraft structure. So metallic, non-metallic structures, that is what my particular skill set is. So, yes, people tend to gravitate towards something that they're very interested in. So you may go in and work in an engine shop. You may work on components and systems. So yes, you can gravitate towards a particular skill set in the industry. You know, structures, mechanical, electrical, avionics, you know, there's a whole lot of different things, hydraulics. So, you know, absolutely. You know, if you're interested in just engines, you can probably do that. If you're interested in just doing structures, sheet metal, like myself, you know, you can probably just do that also.
And Al in Nebraska is asking a question again about age. I'm in my early 60s. I plan on retiring from my main job right now, and I would consider becoming an air aviation maintenance tech. Is that a disadvantage?
Sure. I think that's a personal situation that you want to look at. I've had individuals in my classrooms that were, you know, 60, 65 years old, retiring just as yourself is, and they're looking to either, you know, just work on their own aircraft or their friend's aircraft, or looking for a second career because they still want to work.
Okay, we're going to take a break, folks, and when we come back from the break, we'll have a little bit more with Bo Browning, so more questions are welcome to either my Facebook page or my Facebook Messenger, or you can call us at 877-969-8600. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, I am. And by the way, today I will be down at Mixon's Fruit Farm for the Have Lunch for the Captain series down there. Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there in Bradenton. Look forward to seeing you. Remember, they're located at 2525 27th Street South, and I'll be there about 11:30. We're there till about 1:30, and this is the first Thursday of the month, so we'll be there. Don't forget to come on down there and enjoy some of the orange swirl ice cream after you enjoy some of those great sandwiches they make, including the Captain's Club. All right. Also, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And
unlike the big box stores, Dominic does offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too. So, stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, we're back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And, Bo, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we got a question from Alan. And Alan and his buddy Ray have a motorhome. And they're talking about going to class together on the buddy system or something like that down here in Clearwater. They want to know if there's a place where they can keep the motorhome on the campus, or do you have a place where you can send them?
Sure. Keeping it on the campus, that's really not an option, especially right now. We have quite a few students. But if you get a hold of your admissions rep, if you have talked to an admissions rep already, ask them, and they will put you in touch with our student services department. Our student services department can help you out and give you some information about different places you can look. And, of course, you can always go online and just Google RV parks, in the Pinellas County, and it'll come up with a list of them. So, again, you look at our address, you see in relation to where our address is at with them. And, all over the Tampa Bay area, there are RV parks. It's just a matter of how close or how far away you want to be from the actual campus itself. So you can go online and Google it and get an idea of where our campus is located to different types of parks. But call our student services department also, and they can also help you out and point you in the right direction.
And then we got a question from a young man named Sandy. He says, I'm a high school senior. I'm fixing to graduate this year. I live in Tarpon Springs, Florida, so I know where Clearwater is. I've been by their campus a number of times, and I've been talking to them. What is the age that I need to be a certified aviation maintenance tech?
So, at National Aviation...
I'm going to guess he's 17, but
sure,
he doesn't say.
Sure. What the Federal Aviation Administration says is that you must be 18 years old in order to receive an airframe and power plant certification. Now, you can go through the program. You can take your test prior to turning the age of 18. The FAA will not issue the certificate until you reach the age of 18. So, let's say you're 16 and a half, 17 years old, you're just getting out of high school, you can enter into the program, you can start going through the program, you can actually start taking all your tests. And once you reach the age of 18, they will then issue your certificate to you once you reach that age. So I hope that answers the question. And again, a lot of the things that we talk about on the show, if you look under FAR Part 147, you can see all the requirements from Aviation Maintenance Technician School. And if you look under FAR Federal Aviation Regulation Part 65, it'll tell you about privileges and limitations for aircraft mechanics or certificate holders or airmen. That is the airman certification piece of it. So Part 65 under Federal Aviation Regulation, Part 147, that'll give you a lot of information about National Aviation Academy and Aviation Maintenance Technician Schools in general.
Okay, I got a question here. Came in on my cell phone, a message sent to me from Tommy in Wheeling, West Virginia. He says, Captain, he says, I got out of the military 12 years ago, and he says, I'm not sure if my military benefits would cover this or not, but if I am covered, I'd be seriously interested in changing my career field and becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. Who would I talk to? Well, that's the phone number again, right?
Sure, absolutely. You can come to National Aviation Academy, naa.edu. You can call the 1-800 number, and you can talk. We do have a veteran certifying official, a school certifying official at the school. Our financial aid department can step you through that process. But really, what you can do is you can go online to the VA, go to education benefits, and download or request your certificates of eligibility, and you should be able to see right there if you still have eligibility for post 9/11 or Montgomery GI Bill, whatever your case may be. But you can contact our financial aid department, and we can start working you through that process also. So go online, give us a phone call, you know, and we'll start helping you out through the process. We're here to help anybody that has a question.
Okay, and this is kind of a strange question, but I guess people are going to ask it. It's from Palmer. Palmer says, how's the COVID rate over there for you guys?
And actually, in my opinion, I think National Aviation Academy has been doing fantastic. We have two campuses. We've got the one up in Concord, Massachusetts. We have the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. Combined between the two campuses, you know, we're talking about 850 students between the two campuses. And I think since March, well, we opened back up May 18th down here in Florida. And, you know, we've had less than 10 COVID cases. You know, in our entire student population, employee population. And so, you know, we clean, we disinfect, we take temperatures, everybody's required to wear a face mask. So, you know, we're taking all the regular proactive steps and we're doing a fantastic job in my opinion. So, you know, stop in National Aviation Academy. You know, look around, you know, see how comfortable you are with it. And, you know, again, you know, personal responsibility. Our students, our staff have done a great job taking personal responsibility for their safety and other people's safety also.
All right, well, Bo, thank you very much for coming in today and answering all these questions. And again, folks, the best way to find out more about this is to go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, Concord, Mass., or down here in Clearwater, and you'll know what we know, right, Bo?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again.
All righty. Now, folks, we're going to wrap things up today right now with where we started in. You need to get involved in the process when it comes to what's going on right now out there with the president and all the other stuff that's going on. So let me go real quickly to the telephone lines. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Hi.
What's up?
Yes,
what's up?
Good morning. Yes, the media that doesn't cover this election fraud and corporate America who are behind this, and who are bought and paid for by the Communist Chinese Party. This is an act of war. I don't know why the media, the leftist media, is not shut down, and why this president does not have something to have this shut down as far as taking them for as far as their election of duty. The broadcast to report what's going on here in the throughout this election. But anyway, Captain, thank you, Captain. Have a great day, and God bless America.
All right. Well, the reason they're not doing anything about it is called the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And when it comes to freedom of speech, believe it or not, even though you don't like what's said, and I don't either, we can't shut them down because then we become people like Facebook and Twitter that are doing just that, that are probably going to be regulated soon, I would think, based on all the things they're doing that make them a company set up that should be like the cable company and whatnot when it comes to telling people what they can and they can't say and how they can say it or what they can or they can't do. That just makes no sense. And that frosts me to no end, I might add. It does a lot of people here, too. So there you go. Now, keep in mind, as I've told you, we need to keep the pressure up on our representatives, our congressmen, our U.S. senators, our state reps, our county reps, everybody. We need to keep the pressure up, and don't forget that. All right, you're going to get 30 seconds with Todd here. Go ahead.
Buck, just want to tell the American people, glad to see Donald come out and talk to the American people and tell everybody what we know. He wanted a landslide. Fighting. Donald, thank you for congratulations. You're the President of the United States 2020. Let's get to work, peace.
All right, thank you, Todd. I'm glad you got it in there. So there you go. All right, folks, I'll see you all tonight on the radio. It's been another great day, another great series and sequences of calls and information. Catch the podcast. It'll be up a little bit later. And I'll see you all tonight. And I'll see those of you down there for lunch in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.